Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving, all bad. And usually it's too late when you realize.
It's 38 Special bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website, sir, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with one of our good friends and longtime Brain Trust member, Joe Knight. He's a co-owner, senior consultant with Business Literacy Institute, and he is a co-owner and CFO at Setpoint System, which is a manufacturing company, two completely different companies. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, co-author of Project Management for Profit and Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. Folks, that's a book. Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. That's a book you must have on your desk. Not in your bookcase. Not in your library. On your desk. It will help you sustain your business financially. Joe, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your...
Sure.
You're talking about the KPI, the key performance indicators. We talked about the last segment. For a simple small business, a regular vanilla type of small business, just knowing your gross profit margin, what's left over after you pay for the goods that you sell, before you pay your expenses, that GPM and the percentage and the number are indicators that you need to know. What are some others, Joe?
Well, there's a lot of others. You know, one of the things that a lot of people, when collecting the cash flow statement, understanding your operating cash flow and having a metric of operating cash flow relative
yep.
to your operating profit.
Is burn rate a KPI?
Yeah, anything that you can track, and so your burn rate, how much you're spending in cash a month might be the number you want to focus on if you're struggling with cash. It really depends on your business. You can also look at your operating margin. That's a critical number. You could go to your balance sheet. If you're struggling collecting and you have an issue with payment, you might want to go to a DSO metric, days
right.
sales outstanding. How long does it take to collect on your receivable? You know, there's a whole list of metrics. So,
right.
for example,
can I stop you for a second? The relationship
yeah.
between days receivable and days payable, that's a huge indicator. If you sell on credit and you don't know the relationship between your days receivable and days payable, you are one late customer away from being out of business.
Right. So in a company that sells that way, that would be a KPI. If you're a retail company that you sell by credit card and
right.
cash, that's not an issue at all.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of different numbers. And understanding those numbers and learning how to drive them is going to drive your business. You know, Jim, I have a client that I've worked with for years, Electronic Arts, or EA Sports, the gamer. When I started training them in 2009, their gross profit margin was 50%, and they lost on a $4 billion
wow.
revenue base. They lost $1 billion.
Okay? Wow.
And they were in crisis. I went in and started training them, teaching finance, and they did a lot of other things. They made some changes in leadership. They also got out of some of their high-cost games and started doing digital games. They
right.
got out of paying royalties. And today, their gross profit margin from 09 to 07 is now 73%, 74%.
Wow.
And they are about a they haven't grown that much, but they're a $4.5 billion company, and their profit this year, their profit this last fiscal year was about $1.2
billion
positive.
Wow. Wow.
And that was all the change in gross profit margin. And they watched that thing every
mm-hmm.
quarter by basis points. And so I watched this company transform. In fact, I like to see them when I go train with them. I say, you know, I should have negotiated a percentage.
On the percent,
rather than
I should have gotten no commission.
On the percentage
yeah.
improvement, because I took it from, you know, a billion loss to a billion profit. And their cash flow has followed along. And that is a company that their number one KPI was that gross profit margin. It's a big company that they were able to drive it up 22, 23, 24 points, and now they've totally transformed their business from a business that was in trouble to a very successful business. Their stock went from $12 a share, now it's north of 100.
Hmm.
And you know, that's a big company example, but it's no different for small business. Driving that gross profit margin percentage, as you said, is a key number for the right kind of business.
Right. Well, and the key, folks, the main thing is to understand that there are a handful. There may be four, it may be eight, but somewhere around a handful of key indicators, key performance indicators, financial indicators, that your business must, that you must know if you're going to sustain your business. If you don't know those, you're driving down a one-way street the wrong way, in the dark, in the fog, with no lights on.
Yeah, and one other thing, Jim, I can say is not only should you know those if you own the business, but the people in your business should know them as well and right. understand them. I'm really an advocate of sharing the numbers and getting everyone involved in driving those numbers.
Well, there's no question about that. And I'll tell you, Joe, one of the things that troubles me, though, is you can't know these numbers if you're not producing regular financial statements. And I'm sad to say that most small business owners don't.
And that's,
I don't know how they. Well, it's one of the reasons, Joe, that 50% of small businesses fail in 4 years.
Yeah. They manage the business by their checkbook.
That's right. You can't do that, folks.
Yep.
It's different.
Dangerous.
Yeah. What other thoughts on KPI?
Well, there's a lot of things that come up with KPI, but again, I want to emphasize: pick three or four and stop there. I work with some companies that have a 20 KPI sheet.
Right.
And there's maybe three or four that really matter. There's never more than that. And you need to make sure that you look at all three statements to develop your KPIs.
Right.
There's an income statement, a balance sheet, and a statement of cash flow.
Yeah.
So you might want to pick a ratio from each of those statements.
But on that statement of cash flow, I want to replace the accountant's statement of cash flow with their own 12-month projection of cash flow. That's what I want.
Right. Well, you need to project your cash flow as well, and that might be a KPI for your business.
That's there you go, folks.
And
find
doing a
one
90-day number.
Start with your gross margin percentage. Just do that one, and get it perfected, and you'll see you'll fall in love with that so much you want to do another one. Then you'll do another one, and we have Joe to thank for that, for reminding us about that. We come back with a change of subjects. Joel's an angel investor. I've asked him to help us understand how he goes about that. Tintel, stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.